Thank you, Your Excellency, distinguished delegates, ladies and gentlemen, and thank you for the opportunity. Let me quickly take you through the non-paper that we have prepared for you, and it gives you the kind of a guidance of how we are approaching the next budget. As the paper identifies, with the continuation of cascading and unrelenting socioeconomic climate change and geopolitical upheavals, we find that developing countries face an extremely complex and challenging environment, and they're equipped with far fewer policy options and much less capabilities to manage their economic environment, socioeconomic environment. Now, for example, just over the past year, a combination of geopolitical factors and climate-related factors has led to significant supply chain disruptions that we have all experienced, and which have in turn raised the cost of living and disproportionately impacting SIDS and LDCs. And this is then unfolding against the backdrop of a rapidly evolving digital revolution that, if guided effectively, holds the enormous potential of lifting livelihoods and bringing sustainable development gains, but if mismanaged, could exacerbate inequality and instability. So it's in that context that we operate. So we will continue to support countries to address these interrelated challenges with a focus on harnessing technology and innovation, improving trade logistics, and strengthening human capabilities, basically for policy making in complex times. I think you were there when I made the presentation for the Working Party on Tuesday. The sub-program's work is fully anchored in the Bridgetown Covenant and its priorities. And we will also pursue new mandates, such as given in the Pact of the Future. So now, the Covenant, for example, emphasizes that, for example, the support is needed to ensure that the benefits of digital transformations are shared by all in order to diversify economies and close socioeconomic gaps. And to this end, the subprogram will continue to strengthen its work across the three pillars to help developing countries to benefit from emerging technologies, mostly digital, by the way, and minimize their risks. Now, how do we do that? Special attention will be given to making countries ready to benefit from e-commerce and the digital economy, especially through our e-trade readiness assessments, their follow-ups, and as well as the empowerment of women digital entrepreneurs and the environmental sustainability of digitalization. And with regard to minimizing risk, as you know, the Commission on Science and Technology for Development, overseen by the sub-program, will take up the issues related to data governance as mandated by the Pact of the Future. So in short, the subprogram will continue to provide policy analysis, facilitate multilateral dialogue and capacity building to support member states' efforts to harness frontier technologies for development. And onto the other side, the rapid succession of crises that outlined at the beginning is also shedding new lights on both the vital importance and the vulnerability of trade logistics and its role in sustaining global supply chains. And the risks of rising cost of climate change for the transport sector, including the maritime industry and ports, are in fact weighing heavily on most vulnerable countries, SIDS and LDCs again. So we will continue to work closely with the developing countries, especially through our trade facilitation and port management programs, to make supply chain operations resilient to multiple shocks and that they are sustainable. In addition to building resilience and sustainability, the application of digital technologies in customs and other trade processes has proven to significantly improve public revenues, as demonstrated by ASICUDA program, and in fact generating much needed resources for financing for development. You may recall in the Bridgetown Covenant, your member states also ask to strengthen the trade facilitation area of our work. So finally, the subprogram will continue to support policymaking and enhance capacity to implement adequate policy measures, especially in the areas of transport, trade facilitation, customs, and port management under the logistics side. So moving on to lessons, I think, you know, we have identified three lessons, but mostly these are around the fact of the developing countries are increasingly looking to us to have policies and capacities to build resilience to multiple shocks. And this is coming through very clearly, and I think we have identified our Train for Trade program that build a port resilience against pandemics and massive outpouring participation. And we have now developed into building capacity to manage risks and enhance resilience, not just a pandemic, but all kinds of multiple shocks. So there are many areas where this resilience is being called upon. And the other one that we also learn in many of the work that we do is the massive amount of work is to coordinate the entire government, you know, like the massive digital programs, for example, you need, or the Asikuda single window programs, cannot have one agency working. These are massive e-government, massive technology programs, and we find increasingly a whole of government approach is called for, and it's extremely important to coordinate the government and also the private sector in if we need to deliver our program successfully, you know, for the program to succeed. So lastly, the two options I have proposed is to enhance climate smart trade facilitation measures. And this we will look at through the number of government agencies transitioning from paper transactions to electronic transactions based on Asikuda solutions. And the option two is to enhance efficiency and simplify trade procedures. And we will look at the increase in number of border regulatory partner government agencies which use Asikuda systems and tools. And I think they are all anchored in the Bridgetown Covenant, and also they geared towards the UNCTAD results framework. So, I think these are the two options that you have in front of you. Thank you so much.